Amen. Well, this message must be preached. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Without technology, amen. For some reason, our recording system went down, and we are trying any means to preach it. But don't worry, God wants to bless some people through this message this morning, amen. And no matter what happens, it's going to be preached. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you again for thy word. We thank you for the blessings that come through the word. We thank you, Father, because you are able to impact even what I cannot do, impact it to your people this morning. Even in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Receive all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, as we go along in this message, you will find out why the enemy is challenging it. The title of the message is called Claim Your Position and Retain It. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Claim your position and retain it. And we are only going to do part one today. Amen. Along the way, as God gives grace, we are going to do part two, part three, and so on and so forth. But the title of the message is called Claim Your Position and Do What? Retain It. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Part one. Amen. Here we say our God-given position, entitlements through Christ Jesus are many. There are so many of them. Among them are salvation, deliverance, healing, peace, joy, and even prosperity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said our position in Christ Jesus are many. And this position, it comes as an entitlement, as a benefit, when we give our life to Jesus. Amen? And this thing you can claim or you can refuse it. But we're going to talk about some of them this morning. Salvation is the key point. Without salvation, no other things will come into effect. That is the number one thing that has to happen there for every other benefit to kick in. Salvation has to be there. You have to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But once that bridge is built, once it is fixed, then you have other things like deliverance. Deliverance from the curse of sin. What am I talking about, deliverance? Let us look at it quickly, what the Bible says. There are people that has been affected because of what their father and mother or grandfather or great-grandfather has done. But at a point, God says that it is not right that the father should eat a sour grape and the children's teeth be set on edge. And God says, as long as I live, says the Lord, it shall never be so again. And that becomes a blessing to anybody who believes. But today we see people that are still being harassed by Satan, by what their father or what their mother or what their great-grandfather has done, because you have not claimed your position in terms of deliverance. Healing. Healing is children's bread. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I say healing is the children's bread. And I thank God for that. If you are sick, you can pray and believe God and receive healing. Amen? Amen. Peace. The world is in pieces because they have not received the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior. That is the problem with the world. So, that is why many people don't have peace in their life. Anxiety, they are Prozac, they are anti-anxiety medication, psychotic this and that and so on, because they have refused the Prince of Peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Joy is one of the entitlements or the benefit we receive in Christ. Amen? And then, prosperity. That is the nice one. Prosperity is also one of our possessions. Let's quickly look at Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? I want you guys to respond to encourage me because there's no mic. Amen? And I'm speaking and I'm trying to raise my voice as much as possible. So I want to hear a lot of amen this morning. Amen? Amen. To know that you can hear me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Satan wants to throw this into confusion, but he's a loser and he always remains a loser in Jesus' name. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17. I read, "But unto Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions." Amen. I read it again. Obadiah 1:17, for those of you who are slow in getting where it is, says, "But unto Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be blessed. Hallelujah. So, when you want to talk of prosperity, which is one of your possessions in Christ Jesus, people immediately may start to think, prosperity preachers. That is not what I'm going to talk about today. Prosperity preachers are wrong. And the way they have done things have tarnished Christianity. Many of them has gone the way of Balaam for profit, for gain, and God is not happy with them. One of their key teaching is that how much wealth you have or material things you have is an indication of how spiritual you are. That is lie. That is not truth. You can be poor and still be close to Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
And you can be rich and still be close to Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
They say these things to entice people. Let us quickly look at Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Okay, that one is on. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Please bring it on board. The prosperity preachers preaches about wealth as if a Christian have to be rich to be a Christian. And then they went on to use every gimmick known to mankind to try to show or prove their point. Read Luke chapter 12, 15. I'll read it from here. "And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your life is not made up of how many houses you have, how many fancy car you have, how many gold you have, or silver or diamond. No, that is not what your life is made up of. Amen? It is your life in Christ Jesus that matters. And we get to that point. There was a friend of mine, a pastor, who told me that he has tried in certain location for years to bring people to church to preach, and he was a good minister of the gospel. He continued to minister and nobody would come to church in that location. One day a prosperity preacher called from outside town and wanted to use his hall to preach a message just for one single day. And hundreds of people showed up. But this man has been preaching holiness. He's been preaching the fear of God. He has been righteousness and things like that. And people will not respond. But here comes a prosperity preacher for one day. And people jam-pack the church just to hear about prosperity. I've had a man of God preaching, seen him actually. And he was talking something that is very tangible in Christianity. And people were dozing and sleeping. He quickly changed to prosperity and everybody started shouting amen, hallelujah. They woke up. That is how far we have gone in terms of this prosperity. I'm coming to a point. One day I received mail in my house from somebody who called himself a prophet. And the first thing I found in it was a prayer cloth. And I read through it. He said to put it under my pillow and say some prayers, and definitely give some blessing, offering and stuff, and prosperity will come my way. I throw it away. The next time, the same person sent an oil, evil smelling oil for that matter. And I looked at it and read it again, the same thing. about using some kind of gimmick for prosperity in the household of faith. And say, if I put the oil, I sprinkle it and pray over it, things will be okay. Is it working now? Huh? Okay, thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said that if I should use this oil to sprinkle around me and do this and do that, wealth and blessing will come. I don't want it. I throw it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another time, the same person sends a glove. Each glove has like Deuteronomy blessing, Joshua blessing, this blessing, that blessing, scripture written on it. And I have to put my hand in the glove and wear it and go to sleep with it. Of course, each blessing that is written, the biggest one I think is the Deuteronomy blessing. If I want that particular blessing, then I have to be able to say, okay, this is what I want, and then give some amount of money, and so everything will be okay. I threw it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the condition of the church, and it is wrong. That is not what our Christianity is made up of. Your life does not consist of the wealth you have or the material things you can show off. That is very wrong. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Quickly here, God have an intention regarding you and prosperity. There is a plan of God for every child of God regarding prosperity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us quickly look at John chapter 3. The Gospel of John 3, 2 to 3. Amen. Gospel of John 3, 2 to 3. You can put it quickly on the screen there, please. They said, the Gospel of John, not the Gospel of John, John 3, 2 to 3. Amen. Is it there on the scripture? Because we are. Same thought to Jesus, no, that's not it. But anyway, what he's saying there is about the issue of people and prosperity, and telling us that it is God's will for us to be prospered, that it is God's intention that you should prosper and be in good health. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That God wants you, want me to prosper. And even as our soul prospereth, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So I want you to know that God is not against you prospering. God is actually interested in his children doing well. On one instance, Solomon said, the book of Proverbs, I think it was by Agur, one of the writers there, says that he has seen evil in the land. And he said that it is so wrong that servants ride on horses and princes walk barefoot on the ground. We are prince, we are king by virtue of what Jesus Christ has done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we are blessed in that our possession in Christ Jesus, every one of them, we are entitled to them. When you go to work in certain place, many a times they say your work comes with certain benefits, packages, health benefits, 401k, this and that. That become part of your rights for being a staff in that particular company. Now you can say, I don't want it. I don't need it. I've refused health benefits because my wife had one somewhere else and my own was high, so I don't want it. You can do the same thing with your possessions or your rights in Christ Jesus. I'm coming to that point. But what I want to establish here is that God, in his mercy, wants you to prosper, even as your soul prospereth. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 8, don't pull it up, I'm just going to read it quickly. He said, the Lord will command the blessings in your barns and in all your undertakings. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Deuteronomy 28:8. that the Lord will command blessings on your barns in and in all your undertakings. Psalms 35 verse 27. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. That it pleases God when you prosper, when your wife prosper, when your children prosper, when your business prosper, when your church prosper, whatever you lay your hand to do, when it prospers, God rejoices. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to prosper even as your soul prospers. Amen. Deuteronomy 8:18, Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, God gives us power to get wealth. This is the area many of us, when we have been promoted or blessed, we start to become puffed up. We just had a brother who wrote a novel. Maybe in 5 years' time, he become the best writer and become something that everybody is buying and stuff. When you get there, do not become proud. Remember that it is God that gives you that power to be able to get wealth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Joshua 1:8. He said, observe God's law and make your way prosperous and have good success. These are all scriptures telling us that God wants you to prosper. That God doesn't want the servants to be riding the best horses. Horses is an indication of wealth in the medieval times. And you, a prince, have to walk barefoot and follow them around. He says it's an evil. It is a reverse course. It should not be. Then he says in Luke chapter 6 verse 8, he says, give and it shall be given to you. And this is what he will give. Good measure. Press down, shaking together and overflowing, shall men give into your bosom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I read this scripture speaking to show that God has good intention for you to prosper. And when we talk of prosperity, many people start to think prosperity in terms of only money. Prosperity in terms of wealth. There is all-round prosperity that God wants you to have. Prosperity in your marriage, prosperity in your children, prosperity in every aspect of your life, including your health. Amen. Amen. If you have one prosperity in one area and no prosperity in another area, you're only having what they call a partial prosperity, and that is not good enough for God. God wants you to have all-round success. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you say that wealth is, there are people who have wealth and they couldn't sleep in the night. Michael Jackson was one of them. He has to resort to propofol to be able to sleep in the night. That is the medication they gave to people when you want to have a surgery, so that they put you to sleep, such a deep sleep, that when they cut you, you wouldn't even know you are being cut. But he has hundreds of millions of dollars in bank accounts and have the ability to make more, but it does not come with peace. Is that prosperity? No. Is that prosperity? No. But the world will say he's prospered. When God gives you prosperity, it comes with all the benefits that you are entitled to as a child of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 If you are having prosperity in your life in one area, do not be satisfied with it. Look upon the possessions. Look upon your rights. You have claim to it according to the scripture. Ask God that this area, with my husband, with my wife, with my children, with my resources, with my health, any area that you are not being prospered, you should not be contented and take it as status quo. You should intervene through God's word. Believe him and God can give you complete prosperity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I said here, you have free will to claim your possession or to refuse them. When I go to work, in those days, at times they give me a package I don't want. No, I don't want it. I refuse it. Yes. But I want to say here that you have the right to refuse Any of these, with the exception of one thing, salvation, you can never refuse salvation. That is the keystone. It is the key to all your benefits as a result of the sacrifice that Jesus has made. You can refuse any of your other possessions, like peace. Some people have given up on peace. Our sister here gave a testimony, said, I used to be anxious all the time. I used to fret. I used to worry. I used to have a sleepless night. But when I came to Jesus Christ, I recognized who I am in Him. And I claimed my possession. Whether she knew it or not, she claimed her possession of peace. And that peace came into her life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So can you also claim your healing? So can you also claim your joy? Some people go around as if the whole world is piled upon them. Gloomy face. I don't like people like that. I don't like people who are not happy. Who are always so gloomy and they don't laugh, they don't smile, it's like in a dark house, in under the dungeon or something. It feels me, makes me uneasy because I'm a cheerful person. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You should have such a joy that when you walk into any situation, you lighten up the place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I was washing my car yesterday, and a man pulled up with Mercedes and looked at me, and he said that you are blessed. I said, how do you know that? He doesn't know. He has an earring. I said he pulled up with a Mercedes in the same place because I want you to know he's not an ordinary person. He's doing very well in his life and stuff, and he started saying great things about me. I looked at him and blessed him. I don't know who you are with all the hearing, whatever. But you are saying the truth. I am a person that is blessed by God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was just yesterday. People should see who you are. People should see it in your job. People should see it in the peace in the world that is full of pieces. People should see it in the world that's full of turmoil that there is something. That solid rock. That enduring peace, that enduring grace, that mercy of God is abounding in your life. That is true prosperity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say you can refuse it. You can neglect it. You can be careless about it. But one thing I want to say before I continue, do not begrudge others who claim their position in Christ Jesus. Why are you always happy? Because Jesus has made me happy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why are you always cheerful? Because Christ has lifted my burden and given me grace. Amen? That I'm cheerful doesn't mean that there's absence of trouble. Life trouble will always be there. There should be trials of faith. These things are there and will be there. It will never terminate. Not in this lifetime until the kingdom of God comes. But in the midst of those things, you can exercise your right to claim your possession. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nothing should dictate how you should claim your possession. Christ has made a sacrifice for you and for all. And I say, if you don't want it, do not begrudge others. Do not become a murderer in your mind. For my household, I decided to claim one kind of prosperity. Let us open quickly Proverbs chapter 30 verse 8. Proverbs chapter 30:30 verse 8. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. What does he say there, please? He said, remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I stamped on it, I stand on it, and it shall be for me in Jesus' name. Amen. I will always have convenient food by God's grace. Convenient food means just the right proportion. Not too much of it that I will say, I don't need God. Not too small of it that I will have to go and steal and curse God. That's what the scripture says. If you don't have convenient food, the children's rights, then do something about it, and we are coming to that point. There is a position for you in Christ Jesus. This is part one. But many of us has neglected that position refuse to claim it, are careless about it, and it's affecting your life. Wake up in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. But if you want your position, if you want your entitlements, if you want your benefits or dividends of salvation, that is your right. You must do your part to retain it, to claim it and retain it. We must exercise our faith, that's one. We must be willing and we must be obedient. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. Isaiah 1 19. Amen. Amen. Can you put in scripture, please? I say, while we are putting up the scripture, it says, but if you want your possessions in Christ Jesus, if you want your entitlements, benefits, and dividends of salvation that come to us through Christ, you must do your part to claim or to retain it. We must exercise, one, our faith. We must also be willing and obedient. And the scripture says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I say glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody encourage me and say hallelujah here.
Hallelujah.
Okay, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. First, why do you need faith to claim what is already yours? Where we read in Obadiah 1, it says, they shall claim their possessions. Now, possession is what belongs to you. And then you go on to try to claim it again. This is because there's a possession that comes with a condition. And you have fulfilled that condition by becoming a child of God and giving your life to Christ. Part of the reason is that many of us are not careful. We don't know our rights. A sister once came to me and said, I want you to pray. I said, what do you want me to pray? Say that my husband will know his right in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many of us don't know our right in Christ Jesus. So Satan walk all over us. In terms of deliverance, some people are still afraid of what their great grandfather has done, or the sin, what they call generational curse. I once told somebody a story how, as a young man growing up, whenever there is a full moon, I have such a migraine that I wish I'm not alive. Something like a horn comes up my head. A small finger like that, you can see it whipping. I don't know what it's called medically. My mother doesn't have money to take me to hospital. This thing comes just like nothing every time there is a full moon. Heavy migraine. Then they consulted my grandfather, who was an evil man. Really, really, when I talk of evil, he's epitome of evil. He has killed, he has done every kind of evil you can ever think of. And he said that it is him, that I'm his incarnation. He went on a war when they used to have a rod to go to war in those days with a neighboring town to steal somebody. Actually went to steal somebody for some ritual. And they hit him on the head. And when they hit him on the head, the same thing that I have there was on his head. I'm not going to go into explaining to you those demonic, there is nothing like reincarnation, forget it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is appointed man wants to die, but after that comes judgment. There's only one life, there's no reincarnation. But the demon that was troubling his life was imparted to me, even without my knowledge or acceptance. And he was making my life miserable. Then one day in GDC Enugu, while I was a student as a scripture union, somebody told me, you don't have to accept the curse that is put upon your grandfather. I then went and said, Lord, whatever it is, I refuse him. I refuse his way. I refuse his plan. I refuse whatever he has done. Nothing about him will I accept in any form or manner. I sever the bond in the name of Jesus. That the father shall not eat sour grapes and the children's teeth be set on edge. This is your word, Lord. I stand by it. And to God's glory, from that day to today, I never had a migraine again. Amen. That is God's ability to do it. The reason why of us are not prospering is that we don't claim our rights. We walk around careless about it. If it happens, it happens. If I get it, I get it. No! Jesus has made it available to me. It is my right. It is my right. I want it in Jesus' name. Amen? And it is yours. You also need faith because you have to, for faith to work, we have to know what we want, believe God for it, and act it out. You have to know what you want, believe God for it, and then do what? Act it out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you know what you want, if you know where you are going, and you believe God for it, and you take positive steps, and we are coming to that, then you are entitled to that benefit. We need faith also to overcome because our claim to God-given possessions will be challenged and contested by our relentless enemy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you ever think that because God has given you peace, it will not be challenged, then you are dreaming. If you ever think that because God has given you health, that the enemy will not challenge you from time to time, then you are dreaming. If you ever think that the enemy will not try to interfere with your joy, you are living in another world. If you ever think that the enemy will not try to interfere with your prosperity, you better think again. That is why in the Bible, when Caleb, in the scriptures, knowing that is, put it Numbers 13:30. When Caleb in the Bible, Numbers 13:30, God has given these children of God a possession. It was a beautiful possession. They were going from land of bondage to land of what? Prosperity, Canaan. They left servitude to become a prince in their own land with all the blessings you can ever think of. Along the way, they went through a lot, and each step of the way the Lord was with them. Then when they got to the promised land, almost seeing it, they sent spies, Joshua and Caleb and 12 other people, go and check out the land for us. And they went and came back with a positive testimony, but with a but. He said the land that the Lord has given us is full of wonderful things. Gold, honey, milk, and whatever other great things that is there. We even brought examples of the grapes. Look at how big it is. I've never seen a grape like this in the whole world. Look at the pomegranates. Everything, all the fruit of the land was just everything anybody ever want. The land is flowing with milk and honey. But he says there is a giant on the way. The giant on the way is there to contest your possessions. We are able to go up and take that country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to Eden, God must surely give us victory. Only move on to the right hand. I say, move on to the brethren, move on to the right hand side of the road. Hallelujah. Move on to the right hand. I say, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the right hand side of God. Caleb stood and said, we are able to go up and take that country. Amen. Though there may be giants on the way to that promised land, God is able to give us and fulfill His promises in your life. Amen. There will be challenges. There will be fighting to hinder you. Demons will come in the form of friends, in the form of partners, in the form of this person, in your job and so on. But the reason they are beating you and sliding you and moving you around is when you don't know you are right in Christ Jesus. When you know you are right, that this is my possession, this is my right, this is my claimant, this is my land, this is my portion, then you can move them out by the word of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Caleb said to them, fear not. These giants you see in the land, the son of Anas and all of them, we will have them for breakfast. That is his mindset. We will eat them like bread. They are like toast before us. Why are you afraid? Haven't you seen what the Lord has done? Haven't you seen the hand of God? They said, no. We don't want our position again. Let us go back to Egypt. And God was pissed off. 40 years they wandered in the land. And from that day on, they died off. Only 2 of them was able to make the promised land. We say this message will be part 1 and part 2. So I know somebody asked me to close the message early for some specific reasons. But we're going to round up quickly and maybe continue some other time, because I have something to impart to the saints on this issue. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now I say that the enemy, even though it is your position, it will be challenged. It will be contested. You have to know that whatever God has given you, the enemy will contest it. I've counseled people and say, my marriage, from the time I married, was going the other way. It's not what I expected. So you have to work on it. The enemy will use every avenue known to try to derail you. I've seen people who say, okay, here is my plans in life. I thought God was with me in that, but it didn't pan out. I say you have to know that the enemy will contest it, but you have to stand your ground. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Quickly here. I said you also have to take action, but it has to be correct action. For supernatural intervention to occur in your life, we must be in harmony with God's will. You can believe all you want, but unless you act and act right by God's word, you will not achieve the correct result. Amen? I said amen to that. You have to act and act right, or you will not achieve the correct result. You can achieve some result at times, but it will be a result that is not the correct one. Therefore, you have to be in harmony with the word of God. Jeremiah 29:11, quickly put it to us as we round up, because we can't finish this message today. Jeremiah 29:11. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. It is thought of what? Peace. And not of evil, to give you an expected end. Some of us don't even have expectation again regarding to your possessions. You have to have an expectation. God cannot give you what you are not expecting, even though it is piled in his storehouses of blessing and treasure. You have to come to the door and knock and say, yes, I want that. It is my right. You knock on the door and say, yes, I want that. And when it is delaying you, you keep holding on to faith and thanking him, because he is already giving it to you. You have the right to have peace in your life. Amen. You have the right. Can you hear me? You have the right to have peace in your life. Not troubles. Not waking up in the night waiting because of one wahala or the other, one trouble or the other. You have the right to smile, to have joy in your life. You have the right to have prosperity in every aspect of your life, including your children, including your husband, including your wife, including your work, including every area of your life. It is your position in Christ Jesus. Amen? Glory be to God. I say consulting God. I'm just going to rush this and finish this part and we close. Impulsiveness don't do impulsiveness doing things without forethought. Fly by prayer will never work to your advantage. God in his mercy has delivered many of us from the consequences of impulsiveness. How many of us has acted because John Doe or Mary Jane or so and so did it? We borrowed that huge amount to go to school without us asking God, this course, this major I'm going to take, is that where you want me to go? We get married to that wonderful man or woman without first consulting God, only for us to get a major heap of headache along the way, because we do not do consultation with God. We did a fly by prayer if we prayed at all. We just go on without thinking. Impulsiveness. Without putting our thoughts and our planning and our prayer and God's guidance in the equation. That is where many of us find it hard to prosper, and that is a message of his own. That is why many of us are failing, is because we do things outside the will of God. We do not ask, we do not pray, we do not really seek God to find out, no matter how good. Because it's not all that sprinkles, how they say, is glitter that is gold. Maybe a fake gold. When at times the enemy presents a gift to you, some of us take it and jump into it. How many of us have gone into business and find ourselves in major headache here and there and there? We took our hard won, one guy I know took hundreds of thousands to start a business, he went flat. Did you pray, bro, before starting? Well, this other person was doing it, it looked nice. That is not it. You need to do consultation with God before investing in anything worth investing. Woman got angry with me in Las Vegas. My wife was sitting there and said, why can't you buy what we are selling? I said, I'm not buying because I don't plan to buy. What that thing they are selling, some kind of vacation home. So I have to decide, pray, think about it. I don't just make spontaneous decisions about anything that is worth more than maybe $100 in my life. To think about it, but some of us just jump head feet and toe inside it without due consultation with God, and then we find ourselves in debt. We find ourselves scratching our head, how did I get here? What did I do wrong? Pray before you act and work correctly so that God will be part of the plan. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When I close here, there's no way I can finish this message. I just want to tell you right now, if you want prosperity, true prosperity in your life, you have to first remember that this is your right. And being that it's your right, it's a God-given right. You have to also know that you'll be challenged along the way. You have to act, but you have to act according to the word of God. I thank God whose mercy endureth forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That scripture that says it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, for his compassion faileth not. Say, new every morning is God's love towards me and you, and great is his faithfulness. It is true. We have made so many mistakes, gone outside his will, take action without God advancing that action. and it has come back to haunt us. And God in his mercy overrules, had mercy and turned things around. But we need to get off from this immaturity level to maturity level of doing our due consultation with God before we take major action, even minor ones, in our life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's stand on our feet. The Lord is good and the Lord is faithful. Times when you are not sure, am I on the perfect will of God? It might be that you are not listening, or you've already made up your life, your mind. It might be that God is being quiet. I preached that message some months ago or whatever. I said, when God is quiet, and you are consulting, you are praying, you are asking, you are doing your best to hear from him, and he's not here, nothing is coming. God might be quiet for a purpose. At times, I even have to make this personal prayer that works for me. I say, Lord, I don't know this action I'm about to take, if you are in it or not, because I've called, I've knocked, I'm not seeing any light, I'm not seeing any clear opening. And I have a way that God deals with me, which is part of this message I was going to teach, how you can know through your own way that God is dealing, leading you on this issue. We can't go to that today. But I said, if I am doing it like a human being and just taking action, they frustrate my plans. God has frustrated many plans for me like that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? Marriage, some business venture, and God frustrated because I wasn't sure. And I said, frustrate it if you are not in it. And when God does frustrate it, I was thankful because later on the evidence that I would have made a major mistake was there. This is the Lord's mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So today, brethren, we are able to go up and possess that country. Amen? Even the land from Jordan to the sea. And though giants have been on the way, God will surely give us victory. Amen. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. I will give you thanks. I will give you honor. Even in Jesus' precious name. Now, guide your children. Every aspect of their life, guide them, Lord. In every area of their life, lead them, Lord. As they seek your face, as they consult with you, Father, be merciful and show them the way. In the name of Jesus Christ. The mistakes of yesteryear, the mistakes of yesterday, our ignorant attitude towards your word, Father, forgive in the name of Jesus. The message of last week says you can take that broken vessel, you can take that potter's clay that is messed up, and you can fashion something new and complete with it. Do it with your people in the name of Jesus. Has any entered into wrong marriage? Father, turn it around for good in the name of Jesus. Has any made wrong business ventures and pouring money into it? Jesus, turn it around for good in the name of Jesus. Has some taking classes or studies or invested, taking loans to take classes they shouldn't be because you have other plans for them in another area? Father, even their mistake, turn it around for good in the name of Jesus. Father, you are able to do it. Father, we are your children. We are your children. And you know, Lord Jehovah God, that you have these plans for us. It is plans of good and not of evil. Plans of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. Anybody having expectation right now in any area of their life, that Father, they are appealing to you and they are saying, Lord, reach out to me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, reach out to such one at this moment. Turn it around for good. Whether it be children, whether it be family, whether it be finances, whether it be work, whether it be business, whether it be anything it is, Lord, turn it around for good. Even in Jesus' precious name. Receive all the glory, Lord, and all the honor. Even in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Come turn on your face. Praise the Lord. Before we take an offering, let me quickly apologize about our electronic system. We kind of made us to
hurry over the message because we delayed a long time trying to get it going. I'm not even sure that all the message was taken here, but we did our best. And I'm sure that as we go to part two some other time, the Lord will bless. Amen. Does the praise team have anything they want to sing as we take offering so that we can quickly close, please? I promise to close by 12:15 and that we exceeded that time. Does the praise team have anything? Sister, are you here? Okay. If not, we can just sing a song as we take our offering. Bro, let's quickly give our offering so we can close. Amen. Glory be to God. The praise team are not here. Do you have anything you want to stand? I think they are somewhere in the back. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Produce, can you help us? I say, what manner of man is Jesus? Disciples, winners of soul to your glory. Lord, I thank you because you are faithful to them that trust in you. and your name shall be exalted, even in our life this week. Receive all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
God shall the grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of God, and our sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God go with you and bless you this week in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Do you need the mic? Oh, okay, sure.
I beg your indulgence, please. I just want to remind the women that there's a meeting right after church. I encourage the younger women that have not been